Sunday Mornings with Yellowknife Vineyard.
All right, I got the thumbs up. Well, again, thank you for being here this morning. It should be an interesting one. I've always been open and transparent, so this has been a struggle for me this week. I think as we go through the sermon, you'll see. But it's a difficult thing as people, as individuals. But I think the first thing is always difficult to talk about our emotions, right? So we've been talking about emotions now. This is week four, and it's not easy. So thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being part of this series and the challenges that come with it. Let's just pray quickly. Lord, we thank you. Thank you for who you are. Thank you for who we are in your name, Lord. We are your sons and daughters, and we thank you for that, Lord. We ask you to come this morning and be here. Be with us. Let us feel your presence. Let us experience your peace. Come, Lord Jesus. Come, Holy Spirit. Amen. Just like I did last week, I want to start this week with a question. And the first, well, the question is, have you ever been found wondering to yourself, what if everything falls apart? What if everything falls apart? Not just small worries, not just everyday stress, but those deeper questions, when you go deeper into it, what if this doesn't work out? What if something changes? What if I lose this? What if I'm not ready? What if things don't turn out the way I hoped? But the thing is that nothing has actually happened yet, but you're already carrying the weight of it. You're already thinking through the possibilities, already imagining the outcomes, already trying to prepare for something that hasn't even happened yet. And if we're being honest, it doesn't just stay in our thoughts. You ever try not to think about it? Have you done that? Because I have many times. Try not to think about that. And like you tell yourself, I'm not going to think about it this anymore. It's done. I'm just done. And then 5 minutes later, you think about it again. It's really complicated. It's really hard. It's like our brain is saying, hey, just in case you forgot, we're still worried about this. We feel it. We feel it in our body, in your tension, in your sleep, in your ability to be present. That is what I call anxiety. And again, if we're being honest, some of us are walking in here this morning carrying that. Not theoretical, not general, real things. And for some of us, this isn't occasional. This is constant. It's not just a moment you have. It's something you live in. You wake up with it. You carry it through the day. You try to ignore it, but it's still there. I remember the season when I kept asking that question, not out loud, but it was there. Everything looked fine on the outside. Things were moving forward. Plans were in place. Nothing was technically wrong, but internally, my mind just wouldn't settle. I'd be going about my day, and suddenly I'd be thinking, what if this doesn't work? What if something changes? What if I'm not ready for what's ahead? And I remember stopping at one point and thinking, why do I feel like something is about to go wrong when everything is okay right now? Why do we get that feeling? And I remember realizing, this isn't about what's happening. This is about what I'm afraid could happen. And maybe you felt that too. Where you're not reacting to what is happening, but you're reacting to what might happen. And then it starts to shape everything. It starts to shape the way you think, how you feel, how you respond, how you present, how present you are in your life, how present you are in conversations with others, how present you are in the presence of others. And again, that's anxiety. Over the last few weeks, we've been talking about emotions, not easy topics. Week one, we talked about shame. Something's wrong with me. Week two, we talked about envy. Why not me? Last week, week three, we talked about anger. What's under the surface? And now, anxiety. What if everything falls apart? And unlike anger, which we talked about last week, anxiety doesn't come out loud, doesn't come out a reaction. It goes inward. It stays in your thoughts. It stays in your mind. It builds scenarios that don't even exist yet. Now let's go back to the scripture this morning. So we go back to Matthew 6, verse 25 to 27. Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink. If not life more than food, can any one of you by worrying add a single hour to your life? Just sit in that for a second. Reflect on that. Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single life to your life, a single hour to your life? Because Jesus isn't talking about small things here. He's talking about the things we build our lives around. And really, that feels easier said than done. Because worry doesn't feel like a choice. It feels automatic. Anxiety feels automatic. You don't wake up and decide, I think I'll worry more today. It just starts. It's one thought, then another thought. Then you connect those two thoughts, and then you imagine an outcome. And before you know it, you're in this loop. And the problem with the loop is that it feels productive. It feels like you're doing something, thinking it through, preparing, trying to get ahead of it. But you're not actually moving forward. You're just going in circles. You're going in the loop. And the longer you stay in the loop, the more normal it feels until you don't even question it anymore. And now your body is reacting to something that hasn't even happened. Anxiety doesn't wait for reality. It creates its own reality. And your body responds like it's real. And that's why it feels so heavy. Let me give you a picture. It's like carrying a backpack. We all know what backpacks are. At first, it's light, but every what if this, what if that, you add to your backpack. What if this goes wrong? You add it to your backpack. What if I lose this? You add weight to your backpack. What if I'm not ready? It adds weight to your backpack. And then you keep going through life, adding weight. All the what ifs add weight to your backpack. The problem is, we never stop and take it off. So now you're walking through your day carrying things you were never meant to carry, and eventually, you don't even notice the weight. You just assume this is what life feels like. And the problem is, you've been carrying it for so long, you don't even realize it's optional. People ask you, how are you doing? And you say, I'm just tired. But you don't even know why. Because the weight didn't come from today. It came from everything you've been carrying that hasn't ever happened yet. And then something small happens. And your reaction feels bigger than it should, like we talked about last week. Something happens and we react in anger. Not because of the moment, but because of everything you've been carrying. And some of us are tired. Not because life is overwhelming right now, but because we've been carrying tomorrow in our backpack for too long. Anxiety tells you stories. And here's what makes anxiety so difficult. Those stories sound convincing. It's like your brain is suddenly becomes an expert in worst case scenarios. Your brain, you haven't had any training, there's no experience, but somehow your brain is very confident And it never gives you the best case scenario. It's never like, everything's probably going to work out. It's always, let's prepare for disaster. Let's prepare for the worst case scenario. It tells you that this could happen. You're not ready. This is going to fall apart. And the more you listen, the more it feels real. But not everything anxiety tells you is true. Some of it is fear. Some of it is assumption. Some of it is imagination. And we start living under that weight. The weight of things that aren't even real. What you are anxious about matters. And if we're honest here for a second, the things we feel most anxious about are usually the things we feel we can't lose. And that's why it feels so intense. Because it's not just about the situation. It's about what that situation represents. Your future. Your identity. Your security. Your sense of everything's going to be okay. And when that feels threatened, everything feels unstable. Not just that situation, but everything. The things that feel essential, the things that we believe determine whether life will be okay. And when something carries that kind of weight, it increases or it creates pressure. And then you're under pressure. Because you're not just concerned about it, you're depending on it. And anything you depend on like that will create anxiety. Anxiety is about control. Jesus talks about it. What you'll eat, what you'll wear tomorrow, all future focused. And underneath anxiety is this, a desire for control. If I can think it through, if I can prepare for it, if I can figure it out, then maybe I'll be okay. But let me ask you, has that ever actually worked? Have you ever thought your way into peace? Or does it just lead to more thinking, more scenarios, more weight? The truth is, you're trying to carry something you were never meant to carry. You were never meant to carry alone. Anxiety steals your present. Jesus says, who of you by worrying can add a single hour to your life? It doesn't help, but it takes something. It takes your peace, your presence, your ability to be where you are. You are here, but your mind is somewhere else. And then, well, sometimes, a lot of times, the people closest to you feel that. Not because you don't care about them, but because you're carrying something that they can't see. And life keeps moving. While you're stuck in what if, life keeps moving. And the people around you feel it. They're talking to you, but you're not really there. Not because you don't care, but again, because your mind is somewhere else. You're going through scenarios. You're going through what ifs. Jesus doesn't just say, stop worrying. He says, look. Matthew 6:26 says, look at the birds of the air. Jesus is inviting us to notice something, to just think differently, to see differently. Look at the birds. Look at the flowers. Look at how God cares. And the clearest place that we see that is in Jesus. Because God didn't stay distant. He stepped into our certainty, into real fear, into real pain, real unknowns, not from a distance, but up close. And that means that he understands what it feels like, which means that you don't have to pretend with him. You don't have to hide it. You don't have to clean it up first before you bring it to him. You can bring it to him exactly as it is. He didn't stay distant. He stepped in, into a broken world, into suffering, into the cross. And if God was faithful there, he will be faithful here. Seek first the kingdom. Move from control to trust. Anxiety asks, what if everything falls apart? Faith answers, God will still be there. What if everything falls apart? God will still be there. God is already in the future that you're worried about. God doesn't give you everything at once. He gives you what you need for today. And anxiety tries to take tomorrow's weight and carry it today. But you don't have to have tomorrow's strength yet. And you don't need it yet. Because when tomorrow comes, God will be there. God is here today, and he will be there tomorrow. So let's not rush this. Because this is where it becomes real. I have more questions for you. What is your what if right now? Not in general. Be specific. What is your what if right now? What's the thing that keeps coming back? The thought that shows up when things get quiet. The situation in your mind keeps going back to. Just take a moment and think about it. What is the what if in your mind right now? What am I carrying right now? Because for some of us, we've gotten so used to carrying it, we don't even question it anymore. We just assume this is normal. Because it's not what God has for you. So instead of pushing it away or trying to figure it out, do something different. Bring it to God. Right now. Not cleaned up, not figured out, just honestly. In your own words, say, God, this is what I'm worried about. Go ahead. Whatever thought came to your mind about what your what if is, bring it to God. Say, God, this is what I'm worried about. Just be honest and explicit. And now this part matters. Not because you feel ready, but because you're choosing to trust. Say, I trust you with this, Lord. I trust you with this. Even if it feels small, even if it feels uncertain, even if part of you isn't sure, just say it. I trust you with this. Because you don't have to carry that alone. You were never meant to carry that alone. God is already in the future that you're worried about. And he's with you right now. Because at some point, you have to decide. Am I going to keep carrying this? Or am I going to trust God with it? If you live in what ifs long enough, you'll miss what God is doing and what is. Instead of being in what ifs, you need to be in what is. You don't have to carry tomorrow today. You don't have to solve every issue, everything right now. You don't have to live in a future that hasn't happened. God is already there, and He's with you now, and He'll be with you then. I want to say a prayer here. It's a bit of a long prayer, but I want you to join me in prayer. God, you see exactly what we're carrying. Not just what we say out loud, but what's been running through our minds all week, for months maybe. The thoughts that keep coming back. The what ifs that we can't shake. The things we've been trying to hold together on our own. We've been trying to carry things that we were never meant to carry. Trying to control what we can't control. Trying to prepare for a future we can't see. Trying to think our way into peace, and it's not working. So right now, God, we bring that to you. Not all figured out, not all cleaned up, just honestly. Lord, for the person here who feels overwhelmed, would you meet them right now, there? For the person who hasn't been able to turn their mind off, would you bring stillness? For the person who feels like everything is uncertain, would you remind them that you are not? God, teach us what it actually looks like to trust you. Not just in theory, but in the middle of real life, in the middle of questions, in the middle of unknowns, in the middle of things that we can't have answers for. Help us to release what we've been holding, to stop caring tomorrow and come back to today. And God, would you replace our anxiety with your peace? Not because everything is resolved, but because you are present. Because you are already in the future we're worried about. And you're with us right now. We trust you with what's ahead. We trust you, Lord. We need you, Lord. Come, Lord Jesus. Come, Holy Spirit. We pray this in your name. Amen. I told you that it's been a difficult time preparing for this, because as you prepare for a sermon like this, you start to realize all the things that are always going on in my mind. And it's been going on in my mind trying to figure out, you know, what does this look like? What is that going to look like? How are we going to get from today to tomorrow or the future? There's all these questions. And it's hard to process. It's hard to let go. I wanted to share with people because we had some questions over the last week. Jessica posted on social media that we were looking for moving boxes. And questions started to come from people in our church asking where we were going, why we were leaving. And I just wanted to clarify, we're not leaving. An opportunity came up for a home, to buy a different home than the one we live in now. And we've been pursuing that opportunity, and nothing has been confirmed. But it has been a struggle over the last week and a half. It's a real struggle for me of trying to figure out, what does the future look like? What if the finances don't work out? What if the inspection doesn't work? What if, what if, what if? And I think it's not a coincidence that this is happening in our lives when this is what I was to share with you this morning. But I want to just share with you because it is a struggle, and we all struggle. It's not easy, it's not simple, but we are encouraged to trust. And I think it's really easy to say, just trust in God. I've experienced it. You say, you know, Jess and I sit together and we pray, and we say, God, help us to trust. And we feel so confident. And then 2 hours later, it's like, what if the messenger is saying it's not going to work? Like, it's an ongoing thing. It's a real thing. And I'm sharing with you not just to share, but it's an example of how life is. No matter how much we pray, those things are going to come. So we got to trust. We got to keep praying. We got to keep depending on Him. And that's not simple either. Right? And depending on where you grew up. I grew up in a Latin household where, you know, males are expected to have it all figured out. Males are supposed to support the family and then their own emotions second, which is very different than what I live now. There's all these expectations always placed on us, on who we are, what we should do. And that brings a lot of worry. It brings a lot of pressure. It brings a lot of what ifs. But the one thing that is certain is that God is with you now and God will be with you in the future. That is certain. That is truth. And we need to keep moving in that truth. We need to depend in that truth. That is what we know is certain. And I encourage you to go this week and be certain that your Father will be there. He will meet you wherever you are tomorrow. He's with you today, and He'll be with you tomorrow. Amen? Thank you.
Thank you for listening. We hope you can join us again next time. Be blessed.